These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're on the phone right now with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what are we looking at with the markets going into this Wednesday?
Well, we're continuing to focus in on the weather at this point in time. And unfortunately for the market bulls out there, the weather isn't really cooperating. 6 to 10 day forecast continues to argue that we're going to see below normal temperatures, so no extreme heat out there. We are going to be a little bit dry, but without the heat, the market seems to be taking some of the weather premium out of the market. We're moving into that very critical period, Dustin, over the next 3 to 4 weeks that could really, you know, set the tone for how this crop does. So there's time to change. These maps could flip on a dime, kind of like how they flip coming out of the holiday weekend. But at the moment, there's no real fear of extreme heat at this point in time. So that's the one thing we're watching, putting a little bit of pressure on both the corn and the beans last night. The wheat market is rebounding after the shellacking it took yesterday. Chart-wise, we did a lot of technical damage. We are going through harvest, so we see a little bit of harvest pressure as well. And there continues to be talk out of Europe that they think they can get a way to figure out how to get the Ukrainian grain out of that country to the countries that need it. That also added a little bit of negative pressure to the market yesterday. I'll be honest, I'm not that optimistic that a deal gets done, but the trade seems to be hedging the bet that it will, putting a little bit of pressure on it. Outside markets are down hard. We need to keep an eye on crude oil. It's down over $7 as we speak.
With this perfect storm we've got brewing, what should producers be thinking about?
If you're a producer, you've got to remember where we're at and take a step back. You're still looking at, you know, old crop corn, $7.50. Basis pushing corn over $8, new crop corn just shy of $7, beans up near $15. Those prices historically are very good prices. All of a sudden we have better weather. You start allowing that grain to come out of the Ukraine and you have an economic deflationary pressure coming on the outside markets because Powell's raising interest rates and move us into a little bit more recessionary deflationary status. That will drive prices down. So in the really big picture, producers out there, you've got to get on your toes right now and really get aggressive and come up with a marketing plan, not just for the 22 crop, but also the 23 crop.
Listen to more at iowaagnet.com. Futures numbers next.
At Farm Credit Services of America, agriculture isn't just a business, it's our mission. And so we work to be more convenient, accessible, and innovative to support each customer's business, help them manage risk, and grow their success. More than just another lender in agriculture, we work to be its most valued. Discover the difference. Nobody works for agriculture like Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
July corn up 2 3/4 at 763.5. December down 3 at 698.5. July beans down 16.25 at 1664.75. November down 23.5 at 1487. That's the opening markets.